This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra. Well, let's check the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn closed at $7.41, up 5.5. March at $7.43, up 5. And May at $7.39.75, up 4.25. December wheat closed at $8.77, up 11. March at $8.90.5, up 11.25. And May at $8.97.5, up 11.25. December oats closed at $3.60, up 2. March oats at $3.68.75, up 1.5. November soybeans at $15.16.75, up 12.5. January beans at $15.65.5, up 12.25. March at $14.91, up 8.5, and May at $14.65.25, up 8.75. December soybean meal at $4.72.70, up $3.70. January at $4.67.30, up $2.80. March at $4.56.10, up $1.70 a ton. And December soybean oil closed at $48.68, up 36. January bean oil closed up 36 as well at $49.06. Let's go to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. First of all, the Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Tuesday afternoon. Another quiet day of trading. Wheat gained strength from higher world wheat values and low crop conditions reports for the U.S. wheat crop. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 3 to 6 higher at 719 to 738, and soybean bids were up 10 to 15 cents at 1482 to 1495. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 6 cents higher at 730 to 748, and soybean bids were up 12 to 15 cents at $15 to 1513. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 3 cents higher at 720 to 755, soybean bids were 7 to 12 cents higher at 1489 to 1511, and the wheat bids 10 to 12 cents higher at 857 to 872. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 to 14 cents stronger at 1525 to 1532. Basis ended steady to 2 cents higher at 10 to 17 over January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $3.70 a ton on Tuesday to range from $4.84.70 to $4.92.70. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained a nickel at $7.36 to $7.51, with basis steady at 5 under to 10 over December, and dried distiller grains today ended steady at $2.60 to $2.75 per ton. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 8 to 10 cents higher at 7.21 to 7.28, with basis gaining 3 to 4 cents at 20 to 13 under December. Soybean bids were up 18 cents at 15.11 to 15.18, with basis gaining 6 cents at 4 under to 3 over January. Wheat bids today for July delivery in 2013 gained a nickel at 8.42 to 8.49, with basis steady at 37 to 30 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents higher at 725 to 726. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 12 to 14 cents, with quotations at 1517 to 1520. Soft red winter wheat up 10 cents at 864 to 865, and the Milo 6 cents higher at 692 to 693. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain from country elevators to producers in northern and western Illinois. January corn bids at 726 up to 742. January soybean bids at 1488 to 1499. In central Illinois, Jan corn bids range from 736 up to 759. January soybean bids at 1504 to 1527. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids at 727 up to 768. January soybean bids at 1505 to 1526, and the bids for July 13 delivery wheat in southern Illinois range from 833 up to 850. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Bilberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Jerry, and checking our hog ink prices. For corn delivered to Greenfield, November 12 corn at 7:30, January 13 corn delivered to Greenfield at 7:39. November corn delivered to Scottville 7:30, January 13 at 7:34. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, November 15:04, January 15:26. For wheat delivered to Scottville, November 8:34. Call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888 for more info. Again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield, 7:30, corn at Scottville, 7:30, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, 1504, wheat at Scottville is 834. Checking the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, December live cattle closed at 125.67, up 40, February at 129.37, up 37, and April at 133.27, up 20. November feeder cattle, 144.85 off a nickel, January at 146.72 off 5, and March closed at 148.95. December lean hogs closed at 77.57, up 65, February at 83.42, up 47, and April at 88.60, up 62. Back to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for the Cash Livestock Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. On the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hog report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ended 56 cents lower with a base price range of $77.03 to $79, a weighted average of $77.77. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market was mostly $1 to $2 lower, trading at 51 to 54, a few up to $55. Receipts in Illinois day 12,728 head. Illinois direct slaughter sows traded mostly $1 to $2 higher. Sows under 400 pounds 48 to 50, 4 to 500 pounds 48 to 55, over 500 pounds 55 to 58, a few up to $59. Today's estimated Illinois sow receipts 825 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was very slow with light demand and light to moderate offerings. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 93 cents higher at $86.49. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Tuesday was 435,000. That's up 15,000 from a year ago and 4,000 from a year ago. Week-to-date total, 869,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Tuesday was 128,000, up 3,000 from a year ago, down 5,000 from a year ago. Week to date total 246,000. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were firm to higher on moderate demand and light to moderate offerings. Choice carcasses were 63 cents higher, at $193.65, while select was up $1.16 at $176.45. We had 126 fab loads day and 46 trim loads. The spread between choice and select was at 17.20. The opening report for the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville has estimated receipts of 392 head. Slaughter steers and heifers are trading steady. Holstein steers $1.50 higher. Choice slaughter steers 121 to 127. Select and choice at 119 to 119.75. Choice Holstein slaughter steers at 114 to 118. Choice slaughter heifers 121 to 126.75. The selecting choice at 114 to 118. On Monday at the Arthur Sale Barn, their weekly hay auction featured receipts of 1,434 bales. Compared to last week, small squares of hay traded mostly at $1 to $1.50 lower. Wheat straw 50 cents higher. Premium quality alfalfa $6 to $6.50, with good quality $4 to $5.75, and utility quality $2.50. Premium quality alfalfa orchard grass $7.50, mixed grass at $4.25 to $5.50, fair quality $3.25, large rounds fair quality at $55 to $60. Utility quality oat stubble in large squares at $27. Wheat straw good quality $1.75 to $3.50, with large squares at $17 to $21. This is Ken McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show has been presented by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
At Smokey Jennings Chevrolet, the 2012s are driving off the lot. With over 40 new Chevrolets sold in September, the selection is getting thin. Take the 2012 Corvette Grand Sport, stock number C385, or the 2012 four-wheel drive extended cab Silverado, stock number C343. Get the one you want at a great Smokey Jennings discount. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, where they're not just about trucks, they're about community since 1946.
Get ready for winter driving and get some extra spending money. Just drop by Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield, your local Michelin dealer, through November 24th. Buy any set of four new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 MasterCard reward card after rebate. Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to take your car's performance to the next level. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Offer expires 11-24-12. Void where prohibited.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Time now for Radar Weather, brought to you by M&M Service Company.
Get more from every acre by using Micro Essentials fertilizer with patented fusion technology. Only Micro Essentials combines vital nutrients in one uniquely formulated, nutritionally balanced granule, creating a single source for balanced crop nutrition. The unique chemistry of Micro Essentials ensures optimum nutrient distribution and that all-important nutrient uptake for increased yields across every acre.
M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Looks like light rain for the most part today. In fact, there are still a few drizzles which are not detectable on a radar. And this could be biggest part of the day. High of about 48. Clearing off tonight. Low 30. Sunshine tomorrow. High of 55. Clear skies Thursday night. Low 38. Sunshine Friday with a high of 62. Saturday and Sunday, high temperatures between 65 and 68 degrees. And dry Saturday, but a chance of rain Sunday. Right now, pressure steady. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 and 41 degrees. Here at the Weather Center, a tenth of an inch of rain. Lang Family of Caulfield reports 2/10 of an inch of rain, and still some light rain and drizzle coming down here at the Weather Center. This update brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Coming up in just a few minutes, after the farm show is completed, we'll have our recap of the contested races in Montgomery and Macoupin counties from yesterday's election. Part two of the farm show presented this morning by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Envirofoam of America.
Hi, this is Heath Houck, your Farm Bureau Young Leader from Montgomery County. You may not know it, but you have the power to teach. What gives you this power? By being a member of Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you support Ag in the Classroom. Ag in the Classroom offers free educational materials and training to teachers to teach students here in Montgomery County about agriculture. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today and help our students learn the truth about modern-day farming. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Envirofoam of America specializes in polyurethane foam insulation. Envirofoam insulates new or pre-existing homes and can be injected into existing frame or block walls. Install Envirofoam in pole barns, workshops, and livestock buildings, making them energy efficient and increasing their strength up to 300%. The R-value, moisture barrier, and sealing properties of Envirofoam are unsurpassed. You may even qualify for an Ameren rebate. Call 877-362-6552 or go to envirofoamofamerica.com for more information.
And in farm news this morning, Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau had a chance to catch up with the Hillsboro FFA chapter at the convention last week in Indianapolis.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI with more interviews with FFAers who attended the National FFA convention last month from this listening area. So many quality students are right now enrolled in the Hillsboro FFA. a strong membership, and a very strong officer team. We talked to a few of those officers as they attended the convention, including the president of the Hillsboro FFA chapter, Emma Anderson.
Why is FFA important to you?
Well, I think that's really what I'd like to, agriculture is what I'd like to focus on in the future. So coming to something like this and meeting FFA members who have different agricultural projects throughout the United States is really important.
And you have high hopes for this chapter.
Yes, yes I do. Next year Mr. Niehaus is going to retire, so I really hope all of our members can step up and help our new instructor to keep our chapter as strong as it was under Mr. Niehaus's direction.
It sounds like you guys have contests and lots of things coming up here in the next few weeks.
Yes, our fruit sale starts in November, and then we have our Green Hand Bowl, which is Scholar Bowl for the freshmen, which is really important. We also have our ag sales and job interview contests.
And next we have the historian, who is Sarah Bergen. And Sarah, as Emma was telling us, you guys have already been very active out here. What are you looking forward to the most while you're here in Indy?
I'm really interested in going to the sessions. Last night was really empowering. I'm really also excited. We're going on some really cool tours. We're going to go see Not Just Popcorn, which has 500 different kinds of popcorn. And so I think we do that tomorrow morning, and that sounds really exciting. And just seeing all what Indy has to offer and what's all here at the career fair, and I'm fairly excited.
And just like Emma, you have a lot of high hopes for this chapter as well.
I do. Personally, since I'm the historian, I'm the chapter representative for the alumni chapter, and we're doing a whole bunch of stuff with the alumni chapter as well as our FFA chapter. Like, we're selling candles right now with the alumni to boost the revenue in the FFA so we can get to go to these things if we're not financially stable. Also, we're doing just tons of stuff with the FFA, and I'm really excited for, like, parliamentary procedure, job interview, and fruit sales coming up, so.
So in the Hillsboro area, is anyone, you know, welcome to join the alumni? Who's eligible?
Friends of the FFA, past FFA members, parents, anybody who seems interested are totally welcome to join, and we encourage them to.
What are your personal goals for the FFA?
I personally, this year I was in state chorus, and I would love to be on the stage at Nationals next year, and I would love to be a section officer and maybe one day a state president or state officer.
Anything else you want to talk about the next couple of days? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to what I can take back to our chapter and what we can really instill and empower our members to do, because there are tons of opportunities with the FFA, and I just hope that our chapter can take up those opportunities and really make benefit of them.
Sarah Bergen. Also with us is Noah Gallen, who is the treasurer for the chapter. Noah, what does that mean? What do you do as treasurer?
Well, I go through all the financial records, make sure everything's up to date. And like with our fruit sale coming up, I'm going to be busy making sure that we have all the money coming in, and that should be fun.
What about your record book, and what's your personal interest?
Well, for my record book, I keep records on donkeys. My mom actually runs a business. We grow mammoth donkeys. So that's why I keep my records on, working for her and helping her out.
And as a junior, do you already have some future plans in mind, college?
I'm looking at an agricultural career. I'm not really sure what actual field or anything yet, but that's kind of why I'm here, looking around, seeing what I might want to do later on.
And what are you looking forward to here, the career fair or just the overall convention the next couple of days?
Definitely the career fair is going to be a big thing for me. I'm starting to look around, seeing what I want to do, and that's a big reason for me.
Some members of the Hillsboro FFA chapter here at the 85th National FFA Convention. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you very much, Rita, and WSMI's Randy Prengy attending the National Farm Broadcasters Association meeting in Kansas City. We'll have something from Randy during the noon hour here on WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Farm Show has been presented by EnviroFoam of America and by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership